bicycle riders who form a pack, a side-by-side little pod that drivers have to risk their lives trying to get around because the bicycle riders are so, well, self-involved. I was going to say something else.
It is perfectly legal. They're allowed to
ride. It may be perfectly legal.
And, they're human, so they're going to ride at 30 kilometres per hour on a bike.
Yeah, no, I get all that. And I know
and they're entitled, if it's a dual carriageway especially, to actually have a whole lane of the carriageway legally.
Now, I know that's legal, but what
and
I'm
saying... Yeah.
Okay, what you're not hearing is it's dangerous. It is dangerous for them, and it is dangerous for people on a highway that is basically an express carriageway for motor vehicles to be doing 110 k's an hour.
Mm-hmm.
And this is where drivers are having to pull out, and this is where head-ons occur.
I've only just heard the story a moment ago, and basically I'm not quite sure how to respond except to say to make a cat laugh. It's the most ludicrous thing I've ever heard in my life that a side could be none for five after two overs, and that's suspicious.
Is our Prime Minister a liar?
Well, she is, because before the election, she deliberately stated that even though she wanted a carbon price, she ruled out a carbon tax.
There will be no carbon tax.
And now, just a few months later, she's announced a carbon tax.
It's a scheme that would start with a fixed price for a fixed period, effectively like a tax.
And that's why she will be condemned by the Australian people at the first available opportunity. She is a fraud.
Those statements, in my view, were not appropriate in the sense that these discussions are still to come.
If Julia Gillard came up with a carbon price and you didn't agree that the price was too high or too low, what would you do?
Well, if she comes up with a carbon price that's too high or low and we don't agree, there won't be agreement and therefore there won't be legislation.
Man, oh man, oh man, so many brain-challenged drivers doing 70 k's an hour making everyone lose their cool. We all know speed kills, but going slow does just as much because everyone is trying to get around and that's where the head-ons occur.
The airport, cars are pulling out in front of me all the time because, I mean, you know, there's going to be a really bad... I don't know how many times I haven't nearly been hit. I don't know whether it's not... whether people don't read signs. It's just so dangerous.
Are you really saying that you think if he'd had a trial, were you convinced him to plead guilty, he might have got off?
Well, yes.
Is that a...
Because Martin always, when he was questioned, probably for weeks after, before I saw him again, he always said he was never in Port Arthur at Broad Arrow.
As a music lover, John, I don't think we should start restricting people from, you know, experiencing the arts. And a lot of the bands that play at these festivals, this is a one-off opportunity where people can see them and there isn't anywhere else where they can catch them. And if we start not letting them go to these festivals, then where on earth can they catch their favourite band's job?
What they appear to be are time capsules that were buried beneath the statue at the time that the statue was first erected. And we have gotten here a folded, it looks not like ordinary paper, it's been sealed in a bottle which has been broken as a result of the seismic activity. And in here there is a note.
And the Oscar goes to Natalie Portman.
Thank you so much.
I have a feeling my career has just peaked. Wow, this is quite surreal. Our film is about a creature that nobody pays any attention to, so this is wonderfully ironic.
Wow, what an incredible, incredible honour, and what an amazing year for film.
Yeah, I am on a drug. It's called Charlie Sheen. It's not available because if you try it once, you will die. Your face will melt off and your children will weep over your exploded body.
I smoke a lot of pot when I write music, so I'm not going to, like, sugarcoat it for 60 minutes that, you know, I am some, like, sober human being, because I'm not.
They love me, all my people with me. They love me all.
It is time for Gaddafi to go. Now, without further violence or delay.